We're going to call upon a time-tested device known as the Magic 8-Ball.
Yeah! Oh!
Keep in mind that this 8-Ball has nothing to do with Michael Irvin preparing for a Dallas Cowboys alumni gathering.
Oh.
This is a fortune-telling toy designed in 1946, and it's been thrilling both children and adults ever since. As we've said before, of course, my parents were always too cheap to buy the real thing, so I was forced to bring a homemade crazy mystic dirt ball to school for show and tell. But enough about me. Let's move ahead.
And you have it right here with you.
I have the Magic 8-Ball.
Can you shake it there?
I'll give you a test shake.
Here. See, there it is. The Magic 8-Ball.
So it is in studio. Let's move ahead to our questions and answers rendered by the Magic Ball. Will the South Dakota State men repeat as Summit League basketball champs and head to the NCAA tournament for a third straight season?
You know, I don't know.
It's a tough one.
NDSU is really good.
Outlook not so good. The prevailing question looming over these Jackrabbits was how they would respond to the post-Nate Walters era now that the best player in school history has moved to the NBA. There are still plenty of pieces from the championship squads, including returning starters Jordan Dykstra, Chad White, Braden Carlson, and former Roosevelt standout Cody Larson has now been added to the mix. But just about everything went through Walters in past years, and now there's some uncertainty about who is going to step up during crunch time and lead this team when it truly needs it. The biggest problem is a familiar one from football. North Dakota State might just be too good. The Bison made it to last year's Summit Finals before falling short and are determined to get the senior fuel team to the big dance. The Jacks have enough talent to stop them, but it's going to take some fresh heroes and perhaps a little Sioux Falls Arena magic to get the job done.
NDSU, man, their RPI is 25th in the country.
Right behind Louisville, the defending national champion.
They're ahead of Duke in the RPI. NDSU, I've got them going all the way in the Summit League tournament.
And the thing is, there's not a lot of them. I mean, you're down to, seven teams that are eligible. There's not a lot of great teams out there. You know, there used to be an Oakland that was always hovering there. They're no longer around. Oral Roberts, they're coming back, but they're not currently in there.
Only have to win two games, and you're in the big dance.
I assume that NDSU would probably be the number one seed, or SDSU, whoever. Yeah, as you said, only need to win two games. So it's you can really get a pretty good gauge of who's going to win this thing.
All right, we'll keep track of what the 8-Ball says here.
Saying outlook not so good. All right, we'll move on to the NFL. With their vaunted home field advantage and number one playoff seed, will the Seattle Seahawks reach the Super Bowl for the second time in franchise history?
I've been wondering about this. So I'm kind of glad I'm going to get the 8-Ball answer.
This is just in time for the bettors to get their bets in for the weekend. Don't count on it. With difficult matchups ahead, neither the noise level at CenturyLink Field nor the beast mode of Marshawn Lynch will be enough to propel Pete Carroll's team to the promised land. New Orleans is a confident team coming off a first-round road win over in Philadelphia and hopes to erase the memory of a 34-7 loss at Seattle on December 2nd when Drew Brees had his worst statistical game in ages. It's quite possible that Seattle survives that matchup, but next up would be the San Francisco 49ers, who I fully expect to knock off Carolina to reach the NFC Championship game. Another high-stakes battle between Jim Harbaugh and Carroll would be good theater, not to mention the quarterback duel between Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
The difference comes down to defense, and I believe San Francisco has more playmakers on that side of the ball, forcing Wilson into some bad situations and giving the Niners the edge. With his brother out of the way in the AFC, Jim Harbaugh could be on his way to his own Super Bowl moment this time around.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Amani Toomer yesterday in the program, he said, hey,
he's picking New Orleans to win this weekend.
Yeah, he believes New Orleans is going to go up to Seattle and knock off the Seahawks.
If they don't, then I think San Fran will, but I agree that New Orleans is not going to, they're not going to get run over like they did earlier this year at Seattle. I think that's going to be a good game. Drew Brees does not want to walk out of that place in shame yet again.
Thank you, 8-Ball.
Appreciate that. My new nickname now?
Okay. No, the 8-Ball.
You're thinking the actual 8-Ball.
The 8-Ball.
Yeah. Okay. Will we see a Washington versus Mitchell matchup in the Class AA State Girls Basketball Tournament for a third consecutive season?
Yeah, I think I know the answer to this one.
It is decidedly so. With all due respect to other contenders such as O'Gorman, Roosevelt, Lincoln, Sturgis, and Pierre, this is a clash of titans waiting to happen. The Warriors have depth, experience, and impressive size inside, which explains their dominant 8-0 start and their 59-42 victory over the pesky Patriots on Tuesday at the Lincoln Gym. Coach Nate Malchow has forged a program at Washington that is built to last, taking a cue from late mentor Fred Tibbetts at Roosevelt. The one drawback is that the Warriors have stumbled at times in the state tournament, claiming titles in 2008 and 2010, but failing to bring home the hardware since then. Malchow's teams have only made the finals once in the past three seasons, and the Orange and Black are determined to reverse that trend. On the other side is Mitchell, with SDSU recruit Macy Miller willing her team to an undefeated record of 7-0 so far. She's getting some help from Taylor Valesky, who scored 20 points in a recent win over Yankton. Miller is the state's top player and should rise to the occasion when the state tournament arrives March 13th and 15th at her future home arena in Brookings. If the seeds work out, look for a major Washington versus Mitchell showdown at Frost Arena that will be well worth the price of admission.
All right. I'll give you one black dark horse,
okay,
and that'll be Roosevelt. When they get Tegan Larson back and she started practice this week, I think they are going to, they could possibly give one of those two a run to get into the championship.
Well, I think there's just so much pressure on Macy Miller. I mean, Valesky, she'd have to have, you know, 3-4 games of 15 to 20 points to take that pressure off. I mean, wouldn't she? I mean, because Macy Miller, without, you know, she and Kerry Young, I mean, obviously we're two, but boy, can she do it by herself?
They needed someone else to step up. Valesky has somewhat done that. I know what you're saying, that it's going to take more than just Miller and maybe somewhat of a bit player on the side, but I think that's a well-coached team. I think they're probably some of the supporting cast may be better than you think. And Miller is so good that I think that even if you try to take her out, you double-team her, you play a box of one, whatever you want to do, I think you're still going to make an impact. So we'll see how the seeds work out.
I would like to see Larson and Miller really good going
teams
at it.
Roosevelt's had some really good teams that did not do much at the state tournament.
Yeah.
So I don't know why things are going to necessarily be different, although Tegan Larson is probably the top defensive force in the state, so that could change things. All right, we have time for one more.
We're going to
ask one more question for Magic 8-Ball.
I was hoping this wasn't going to be the last one.
Will Craig Maddock.
What?
Someday run for mayor and make a campaign pledge to move the Canaries baseball stadium downtown.
That's two questions, by the way, isn't it?
Reply hazy, try again. It wasn't coming through.
Okay.
As I see it, yes. And there you have it, folks. Breaking news. Craig Maddock will at some point, according to the Magic 8-Ball, run for mayor. And one of his major campaign pledges will be to move the Canaries baseball stadium downtown. So you and Steve Hildebrand could be partners. You can be comrades in arms for that election.
Sorry, I will not be hiring Steve for my campaign. I wouldn't get a vote out of my household, let alone the city of Sioux Falls. No, there's nothing in the public office. Although, on the second question that you did ask, the 8-Ball, will I try to bring the Canary Stadium downtown? That is something that we have talked about. We've talked about that on this program. But, Stu, I know you and I think would be for this. You and I would think that it would be a great idea. But I have been hearing rumblings here in Sioux Falls, and this is breaking news for you.
Uh-oh.
This is breaking news for you. I have heard that there is a little bit of a push to have a little bit of a convention center built in downtown Sioux Falls. Once all the railroad issues gets determined, I have been told that there's a chance that there could be some businesses in Sioux Falls, right here downtown, that would try to push to bring their own little convention center downtown. There's going to be other development that's going to happen next to Sharapa Place. So there may not be room for a baseball stadium in downtown Sioux Falls.
Isn't little convention center sort of an oxymoron? Isn't it like jumbo shrimp? I mean, a convention center are meant to be large. So I don't know.
Here's the deal. You got, how many hotels do we have downtown? We've got hotels downtown that I have been told may be coming together to try to invest, get some other investors together to get some sort of a facility downtown.
They're upset they didn't get the arena downtown to be connected to Sharapa Place. So it doesn't surprise me they're trying to get something there in
that
its stead.
They could bring their own type of conventions downtown. Thus, they would be staying at their hotels. So it would need space downtown. Plus, I'm told there's going to be other development by Sharapa Place. Could be a Sharapa, whatever you want to call it, that would also take the much needed space that would be
Sharapa
needed
Burger.
That would be needed to put that new baseball stadium. I mean, I would love to see it. How many? I mean, it would add, what, 40-some dates of events in downtown Sioux Falls, but I think there's some competition for that right now.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that, yeah, they want something that's going to draw more people in. They're still bitter about not getting the convention center or the event center. I don't know why you're going to have you essentially have competing convention centers, or maybe some sort of partnership where people shuttle back and forth, but that seems a little strange. Not surprised looking at it. There could be some other options.
I'm just telling you from the people that I talk to that there is that movement that is starting to build in downtown Sioux Falls.
Could put the stadium, is there enough, kind of a mini stadium in Favorite Park, move the Statue of David there where you're right by the river there.
Well, he'd have to face the other direction.
That could be the foul pole.